Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer, WNYC, and one way to look at Scott Brown is that he's the Chris Christie of Massachusetts, a conservative Republican who won in a blue state by running a good campaign against a lackluster Democrat at an anti-incumbent moment. So how about the Chris Christie of New Jersey, the real Chris Christie? He was sworn in yesterday. Here is a minute of his inaugural address.
One thing is clear, the old ways of doing business have not worked. The era of partisanship and acrimony has not served the people well. Problems have festered, while too much of the time of our leaders has been spent assigning blame instead of assuming responsibility. Today, we are taking a new direction. Today, a new era of accountability and transparency is here. Today, I will sign executive orders that will make our finances, our budgeting, and our processes more transparent for all of our citizens to see. Today, change has arrived.
And WNYC's Bob Henley is back with us now to talk about the Chris Christie inaugural. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
And we'll hear some more clips, but what was most significant about the speech or the day?
I think it was the bit of stagecraft where spontaneously it appeared he stopped his speech and asked for Senate President Steve Sweeney, a Democrat, and the new Assembly Speaker Oliver, a Democrat, to join him at the dais and shake his hand. And that was, it appeared to be unscripted, at least it looked like the leadership was caught off guard. And there is a kind of interesting moment here because while to do anything that Christie wants, he's going to need the buy-in from Democrats because they control both houses by a pretty lopsided margin. For the Democrats, what's happening in Massachusetts is not lost. And so they are kind of open, uncharacteristically like any partisan, to something new because there's this kind of moment of the economy is in the ditch and no one seems to be able to get it out. So let's try cooperation. I don't know how long that'll last. March 16th, the big test when Christie has to submit the budget.
He said in that clip he would sign some bills today, meaning yesterday. Did he sign some bills already?
No, today is the ceremony, so I guess he's already late today. But at 11 o'clock, we'll be getting more, now it should be crossing in the next couple of hours, the executive orders, which are supposed to deal with transparency issues with the budget. What's going to be very interesting is to see what role the new treasurer, Andrew Aristov, who's a familiar name to New York City people, former councilman. He had been
from the Upper East Side.
Exactly,
and
right.
And he worked for Rudy Giuliani.
Right, then he worked for Pataki. And he got quite a reputation as an innovator when he was running the tax and finance department for Pataki, particularly at leveraging technology to get a kind of accountability for multi-tiered levels of government. And after living in New Jersey my whole life, we need something.
Let's hear Governor Christie on education.
The era of broken schools and broken streets and broken dreams in our cities has not worked. Too many urban school districts have failed despite massive spending per pupil. Crime is too high and hope is too low. Today, we are taking a new direction. Today, a new era in which parents have choices, in which charter schools can help young people pursue excellence, in which we work to attract people to cities. Together, we can build better schools that train our students for a brighter future. Yes, we will have to make better use of the resources showered on education. Yes, we will have to hold schools accountable and give people the choice to pursue alternatives to schools that fail our children. Yes, we will reward excellence and refuse to tolerate failure. But we can do these things and once again become a home for growth.
Governor Chris Christie from his inaugural address yesterday. Those were two separate clips in which he talked about education that we strung together. Bob Henley, what's significant there?
he is putting a full focus on urban schools, and indeed that has been where a tremendous amount of money has been spent. The Democrats under John Corzine did spend, meeting the requirement of the state Supreme Court decision to equalize funding, billions of dollars into urban schools. Some places it took off. There was great success. Other places it stalled. The school construction fund, to some degree, became a victim of cost overrun, corruption, all the typical things that have claimed these kinds of initiative in the past. The problem now is we're in an economic downturn, and those public resources are scarce. So we have to have a kind of micro accountability and granularity we've never seen before.
His education commissioner nominee, Brett Schundler, we talked about him yesterday,
right.
Very conservative, former mayor of Jersey City. He's for private school vouchers, religious school vouchers, the whole thing. Is he going to have trouble getting confirmed in the state Senate?
I think you're going to see, like I say, the legislature, it's going to be their turn when these people are brought forward.
Democratic legislature.
Right.
Christie has to work with a Democratic.
Right. And you should keep in mind that Steve Sweeney has been a Democrat, iron worker, former labor leader, and he has often positioned himself against the state unions when he thought they didn't take the big picture. So right now we have Democrats trying to figure out, what does the terrain post-Massachusetts mean? They had thought President Obama was the magic elixir here. They've got to figure out this terrain for themselves. Clearly the electorate wants a breakthrough. So just going to the old vested interests of, I'm pro-union, I'm going to do whatever they ask, that equation may be over.
Still on education, Albany, you know, that other state capital
yes,
in our region,
indeed.
Was in flames again yesterday over the race to the top application deadline for the federal education reform grants.
Right.
$700 million on the line for New York, and they never did pass that charter school bill yesterday.
Which would have made it more attractive to Washington.
More attractive, easier for Washington to say yes. Is New Jersey in that money hunt?
New Jersey isn't that money hunt. It seems that they have a little bit more of a collaborative spirit right now. I don't think they have the same polarity, because quite frankly, Governor Patterson is going to use the legislature as a kind of burlesque prop to push his own image up. So there's more kabuki drama than actually looking at the big picture in terms of public policy. Right now in New Jersey, you've got a new governor who's got to get something done, and a Democratic legislature who just lost an incumbent Democrat and might be open to change.
So they lifted caps on charter schools like New York
wasn't
able to do?
No, I don't think it's a question of caps. Mainly what it has to do with, do they get the buy-in from the local school districts? What happens to these school districts where the state has taken them over? And what level of parental participation do they open up? And to what degree is, like, the Steve Adubato Robert Treat Academy that Christie went to visit, does that become the architect for the future of New Jersey?
And a clip from the Christie inaugural on spending.
Yes. We will have to cut some programs and transform others to get our budget in balance. And yes, we will have to curb municipal spending where there has been too little control. And yes, we will have to restrain state government.
All right, Bob Henley, where does he cut? What does he cut besides waste? You can't close a budget deficit as big as New Jersey's without someone actually feeling it.
There's a couple of things he's got to add to this. He's got the $9.5 to $10 billion operating deficit on what was a $30 billion budget and a $33 billion long-term debt that is sitting on there. The immediate problem for him is how to get the pension costs under control. There's two things that are happening for all these governments, New Jersey and New York, local, state, and county. A dramatic increase in debt service, that's the cost of, like on your credit card, the finance charge, the chance to borrow yet again, and the pension costs and health care costs. Both are a major problem looking forward. So it's going to also have to be looking at how to bring down local government's costs, because a lot of what New Jersey does is backstop local school districts and municipalities. So they're going to have to, one, look like they're setting a good example and bring down the state spending and start reducing the state workforce to make it more efficient to deliver the same quality, if not better, service. And then from that position of somewhat moral authority, they can make the same demands of the local governments.
Before you go, do you see a connection between the election of Chris Christie in New Jersey and the election of Scott Brown in Massachusetts?
Well, absolutely, particularly in terms of the lack of the energized Democratic base on the left. There's a certain sense that President Obama, by having such continuity with the Bush administration, by having Geithner and Summers, who were pretty much of the same mindset as the Bush folks in terms of how to deal with, you know, what do banks get out of the social contract? They've been made whole, and I think there's a kind of restiveness. I picked this up at a Bill de Blasio event 2 weekends ago, where that was to celebrate his election, where a lot of Democratic activists were saying, yeah, it's change we can believe in, but when is it coming? And we're into a year now. So this, and for the administration to be talking about realizing that jobs were important 10 months into the presidency, it's a little late.
So that's people on the left. But what about all those independent swing voters who went for Christie in New Jersey, went for Scott Brown in Massachusetts?
Well, in that case, you do get to a situation where in New Jersey there had been this this major corruption story of 44 politicians that had been indicted and rounded up, most of them Democrats, right in the context of the campaign. You do have local issues that are of concern. But I guess the bottom line here is that people are stuck. They're not seeing any improvement. And indeed, we're seeing foreclosures continue to go up and double-digit unemployment. And so people, look, at you can even see it in the form of the inability to get tenure for late-night hosts. It's the same thing. Nobody can take their job for granted right now.
7 months and he's out, Conan O'Brien. Now, is it an anti-incumbent anger in the U.S. that is just so large that it threw the Republican bums out last year, and it's throwing the Democratic bums out this year, a fury against anyone actually in power?
I think when people don't have a job themselves, they want everyone else who's employed with the public sector money to earn it every day. That's the problem. And they're just tired of the same old battles. And that's one of the reasons why it is an exciting time, at least in New Jersey, because we've never been at this place quite like this before.
All right. Incumbents from Corzine to Leno in trouble right now. WNYC's Bob Henley, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
And listeners, you can keep posting on our webpage, what should the Democrats do now about health reform? We'll come back later to that. We'll also come back to the question, what is your Obama hope status on this day, 1 year to the day after his inauguration? But coming up next, with the earthquake in Haiti and everybody wanting to donate to give money for earthquake relief, which charities are doing what in Haiti and which ones do it best? We'll give you a donor's guide to giving for earthquake relief in 1 minute.